I don't have the exact number for this, but it's fair to say that the City of Churches had fewer religious gatherings in April of 2020 than in any other month in recent memory. The logistics have changed with drive-in services, others streamed online, and the message of religious leaders sounds different as all congregations grapple with life in a pandemic. Reverend Timothy Murphy, pastor of Plymouth Congregational Church, joined us via Zoom to discuss how communities of faith can respond to the crisis. Reverend Timothy Murphy, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So what has the process been like of reaching out to your congregation during this process of social distancing? I've heard a few different stories from different houses of worship, so I'm curious to get yours.
Well, I mean, it's been going on for almost 2 months now. The last time we had in-person worship services was all the way back on Sunday, March 8th. And since then, we've had no in-person worship or programming since the 15th. So what we've been doing is digital worship. So that involves people recording things, and then we edit it together for a Sunday service. It means lots of Zoom small group meetings, so kind of what we're doing right now, whether that's, you know, education things, weekly kind of prayers, activities for youth and young adults and things like that. And then the one big thing that we did change is that we started up a phone tree for members to call and check in on each other. You know, so I know that's kind of an old school tech, but it is something useful, and a lot of our members have experience with that in other places. So yeah, the phone tree is working out well, and then the main ministries are, there's a lot of email and phone calls with members. So we're trying to maintain as much of the program that we can in this new environment. And so that involves still doing our educational services. One thing I enjoy we've added is basically a weekly Joy's Concerns. So people join the meeting and share something they're grateful for over the past week and something they're concerned about. We have a prayer about it. And so that seems to be working out really well. It's not the same thing because so much of worship is very tactile, very interactive, and it will look different if and when it's safe for people and congregations to gather again, because safety is a huge priority.
That prioritizing of safety is a good segue into our next topic. Before we discuss some of the specific issues relating to justice in a pandemic, SideFX Public Media's Jake Harper quoted you in a story about the organization Faith in Action. What does Faith in Action look like in Fort Wayne and in the rest of Indiana?
So, yes, so that is a statewide community organizing group, part of a nationwide Faith in Action called Faith in Indiana. Here, it recently, in the last year and a half, became a statewide organization, started it in Indianapolis, called IndyCan, had a number of successes, and now is in five counties around the state. And so that work is a lot of bringing people together who've been directly impacted around issues and helping them be comfortable and confident to say their voices matter and their concerns should be heard. And then faith communities are part of that. It's not exclusively people of faith, it's also people of conscience, a cross-section of race and class and religious traditions to speak out and to organize people, because it's one thing to say we need to do this and that, but if you only have, you know, five people who are talking about it, it's pretty easy for officials and so forth to ignore that. And so the model is of bringing large numbers of people together and through that organizing process. And we've been doing that for the past year and a half here in Allen County.
Harper quoted you reporting on how COVID-19 is being handled as it relates to prisons. So many of the safety measures that we've been practicing, like washing hands, wearing masks, and social distancing, that's not possible when someone's incarcerated. Please elaborate on the original 15-second quote I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially coronavirus in that environment could be a death sentence.
Just as we recognize that there are places of high risk because there's many people in close quarters together, like nursing homes, jails, prisons, detention centers have a high number of people, often in very close proximity, you know, shared meals, shared space, that all it takes is one person, a new person entering, or one of the staff or workers there, and it's going to spread like wildfire. And if the state can't guarantee the safety of those who are there, which has a particular responsibility because it's the one that is holding them, then needs to take all safety precautions to minimize risk. And one of those is to release persons who can safely be released into the community to avoid extreme concentration of persons. And we have seen through efforts some positive movement around that. So South Bend did reduce its jail population by releasing low-risk inmates. And so that is something that we also would want to see, you know, statewide. We encourage the governor to sign an executive order around that. He doesn't seem to be doing that at this point, but also looking at our local county of what can we do to prevent an outbreak that could result in people dying. And people in the Allen County Jail are not there for a death sentence.
Issues of equity and of inequality get magnified under circumstances like this. And what can we do, and how can we, I guess, prioritize addressing these issues when I think on some level, everyone's struggling with uncertainty. And it's very easy to let someone that we see as the other go by the wayside when we're worried about our own persons and our own safety and our own health and families.
Well, I think that we could take a cue from Pope Francis. I'm not Roman Catholic myself, but he said recently in an interview that the times call for us to, quote, encounter the necessary antibodies of justice, charity, and solidarity. And so I think this is a perfect time to do that. I mean, it's always a good time to learn those skills and values, but now especially. So yes, this affects all of us, but it affects all of us in different ways. Some of us are considered essential workers and have to go, you know, work at grocery stores, but don't have personal protective equipment, and at the same time don't have health insurance protection. If we recognize that what affects one directly affects all of us indirectly, in all of life, but especially in terms of pandemics, that by protecting the most vulnerable and the most at risk, we actually are protecting all of us and trying to make a society that is worth protecting as well.
Anything else that you would like to share with our listeners as we continue through this moment together and for those who may be tuning in?
In addition to responding to these immediate needs and inequities in Allen County, I think it's also helpful to, my hope is that we would take this terrible pandemic and, if nothing else, use it as an opportunity to see how can our society be better on the other side, because it's revealing so many inequities and flaws in our society and culture. And compared to other countries, obviously we have a fairly weak public health system, which is not good in a pandemic. I've read about hospitals having to cut staff or closing in certain places around the country because they're not profitable in the very time where you need hospitals to be able to cover this stuff. People have been losing their health insurance because of a lost job, or at a minimum, universal sick leave seems long overdue, that we would want something like that. And that it also, even from a larger perspective, reminds me that part of the problem is in how we prioritize certain values over and above all other things. In my tradition, we would call that an idol. And one of those idols seems to be economic growth, particularly when it being prioritized over people's lives and public safety. And so even just, it's sometimes hard to see the connections, but I've even been reading scientists who study biodiversity are saying that we should expect additional future pandemics because of the way humans have been interacting with species and the environment, that over half of all the new human diseases are coming from that. And so it shows we need a different relationship, not just with one another, not just with those who've been marginalized, but also with our very ecosystem. We need to work towards a more beloved community in harmony with one another and creation. And so that, I know there's a lot of people of faith and conscience who share that dream. And I think that now's the time to begin looking at ways we can organize ourselves from a health perspective, racial justice perspective, ecological perspective, class perspective, to embody a society that's more inclusive, compassionate, and enduring across generations.
Reverend Timothy Murphy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Be well.
Plymouth Congregational Church is a financial supporter of 89.1 WBOI.